Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, the old school crew. We are covering the screen game. The screen game was, at the press conference, why it was and wasn't working. I will tell you this. If you wanted to learn, if you want to watch a team, the best screen caller, I've said this before, and the best over time, his tenure as a head coach, and obviously also when he was a coordinator, and I think he learned from Mike Holmgren and those guys, is Andy Reid. When you call a screen, how you run it and who you run it with is probably the biggest, advantage you can have. And so, why do you call a screen? You call screens against really, really aggressive teams that you want to catch them being, or use what their best attribute is which is a team that wants to get upfield. You obviously try to murder your quarterback, essentially stop the run on the way or rushing to the passer. That's essentially what Ohio State's defensive, like front seven or front six philosophy is. Everything's coming downhill, trying to force the action and put the pressure on you. If you could pop one of those screens and get to one of your playmakers, then especially on the outside versus trying to, conventionally run the game, could be an explosive play. That did not happen. It's generally set up the way teams run screens now. You have to be, really, really good or excellent on the perimeter. We had some advantages probably with our tight ends and H-backs. We did not take advantage of those. And then therefore, once you at the point of attack, again, direct access, especially with the press coverage that Ohio State was running. And I would say this again post-game, and I said it again on Inside the Huddle, make sure you guys, check it out, 8 o'clock on Sundays, is with the way that the game was being called and not being called. If you go back and really, really watch the game and just turn off the sound, there was a couple times that the Ohio State actually, when we ran those screens, they were lined up offsides or defense in the neutral zone. Why is that? Why is that important? Because then that messes up the timing or the mesh point for the number two receiver, which would be blocking the number one corner or the wide receiver one's corner. It pretty much nullifies it, and essentially you can't run the play. That's on the ref. So you have a side judge there where you see a receiver, he checks where, see if he's onside. Or lined up correctly on and off the ball. Well, then also the corner, it has to be checked as well, and that was not being done. And so the screen game obviously was trying to pop one. Sometimes you do run plays to see if you can set up another play. But ultimately that was a play that obviously is kind of like, I think Nebraska media and people find one play that they want to focus on. Danny Langsdorf was the screen actually in the red zone. Didn't work out because against Iowa, they picked it six and ended up beating us. Scott Frost was a swing pass, and now it's the screen game or the tunnel screen, jailbreak screen, now screen. Nebraska was not able to run to any effectiveness Saturday against Ohio State.
Jay, let me put a different hat on your head for a second. Let's go to basketball coach Jay Foreman. And point guard keeps kicking to the corner three for your wing, and your wing takes seven threes and goes 0-for.
Yep.
Goes over.
Mm-hmm.
Critical mass, critical moment in the game. Your point guard looks at you and says, he's going to be open in the corner. What do you say to him?
For me, I always encourage kids, like if I put you in a spot as a shooter, I trust you. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. And sometimes the kids take it too far because I got a couple kids that shoot dings threes. They think it's green lights coming over half court. So I guess I'm the wrong guy. I know what you're saying.
Austin
it's
Norman.
Like
Austin Norman. Look at Austin over here.
Yeah. That would be the dude.
That's the problem. It's me.
Austin would be the dude saying he's the reason why I probably throw my hat. But one of those things that
you'll thank me later.
Yeah,
that's all right. Yeah, I know, right? And then you make one out, you'd be 1 of 14. It's the revisionist history. But I think it's what you're getting at is if it's not been working, you got to kind of put it on the shelf, so forth and so on. There was a couple there that was one block away from working. You know, I think that's really where when you look at Nebraska's lack of explosiveness or ability to could like versus the beginning of the year versus now competition, and they probably have more like tape on you, I guess. Is this again at the mesh point, whatever you want to call it, the mesh point, the point of attack where the play starts? They have got to get better at everybody getting on their guys and creating space. And so whether it's the screen game, run game or not, that's pretty much obviously where the crux of it. And so do you keep calling it? I think we ran it one on the last drive. I heard somebody earlier say today, maybe not. But ultimately you don't get in that you won't be in that situation if you execute early in the game. So,
but there's something there's a reason why it doesn't work. No matter what play, no matter what personnel, no matter what down and distance, there's right. If something doesn't work, there's a reason why it doesn't work. And if it consistently doesn't work,
right,
you open yourself. You almost demand that people judge you for continually doing the thing that doesn't work rather than preparing your team to do something else at a high level. So great, one of the best linebackers to ever wear the scarlet and cream. Teams are running screens on film to Jay Foreman's side.
Yeah.
Jay Foreman knows, listen, there are certain keys that are going to tell me it's coming. And right. Then there are certain things that I can do to disrupt it. Even if you don't shut it down, you can disrupt it. But Jay Foreman also knows that if he's going to play aggressively against the screen pass, not on pressuring the quarterback, but on defending the screen pass, Jay Foreman also knows that he cannot be two places at the same time. And the rule, the adage of it is, if a linebacker is giving you pressure, throw to that pressure. And this Nebraska offense, I don't know what it's play calling. I don't know if it's reads. I don't know if it's technique. I don't know if it's scheme. I don't know. But there's a way to attack teams that defend the screen well. And if everybody's defending your screen well, it's in your attack or execution. Which one is it or both?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a little bit of both, but I think execution is probably. I'm big on execution. Okay. I mean, I feel very good about that.
Yeah. No.
Execution needs to be there. I mean, it's execution needs to be there. The screen game is a little different because if you watch, you know, when Tom Brady, when they won their first Super Bowl, they ran a ton of screens. Really weren't very effective in the screens. Now they were able to do that because the screen actually set up their inside-outside run game. Now, obviously, running the ball was a lot different back then just because of the difference of the way the game was played on the things that you were able to do defensively against the screen. But that's how the Patriots chose to attack on their offense. I think, you know, it's hard because I'm sure the execution and what's happening in practice is probably not happening in the games. I think there's other factors into it as far as, you know, what's being executed prior to that. And so I think you got to keep plugging at it. You can't take it out of your playbook. You know, whether you run it with different players, do you run it, you know, differently with a different type of body type out there? Do you run it out of different personnel? You can find different ways to skin a cat because the play itself is fine in interior wise. Exterior wise, we just get to need a little bit better at it. So maybe if you just add a little bit of, I guess a spice to it or whatever you want to call it, you know, it might be more efficient. And so when you're doing it and they were having a good day on it, man, but there was some stuff. I mean, it's there was some stuff that was there that just didn't get taken advantage of, and you just can't do it when you're not expecting direct access to come off the right edge unblocked when when you're talking about your attack, right? Mm-hmm. They ran the screen right, but the attack was going into the middle. Well, when you wanted to go to the middle, 44 got you. So then you can't really, it's not really the screen game. And so what Ohio State does when they go to the bench, they say, yeah, that's great, you got a sack. But the attack of the middle was open. So then therefore you're like, okay, so you kind of like plan for that, it becomes a chess match. And then sometimes you, don't get to take advantage of some of the situations or circumstances.
What did you as a linebacker, whether it was Nebraska or Buffalo, when somebody they were running the screen well against you and your defense, what was the thing that you hated about it? Because that's the thing that you adjust to, right? If they're beating you with even Buffalo's offense back in the Jim Kelly thermal days, Kenneth Davis, their tight end work was strong off the screen game because they would fake the screen. And then they would almost option route the tight end off of kind of a like he would float into to screen motion, and then he would just turn and become the target receiver. From an outside linebacker, how do you want Nebraska to attack when it comes to the screen game?
Well, I mean, the screens that work best against me, I guess that's all I could talk about, because I'm not in any meetings. I think timing is huge. And so the best screen teams is you have a play that comes off of it. And that's what I was talking about. They had plays that came off of it or prior plays that were setting up the screens. And then you just need one guy to just literally probably just get in the way. Even play patty cake or whatever it is, just get out the way get in the way and get out of the way. The timing is huge. And then obviously you want to have guys that get out and can count. And the biggest thing in a screen game, which you have to do in any offense and defense, is to be able to count, because you got to understand that you have the objectives. You want the three technique or the onside defensive tackle, defensive end, in particular the three technique, to get upfield. So then that he eliminated himself by, pass rushing. You want to have your running back, in particular, I'm talking about running back screens, be able to get, behind the lineman and kind of hide a little bit. And then you want guys that are smart enough to know where the flow is coming from as far as trying to stop it. Now, when you're running jailbreak screens, I call them jailbreak screens. I know they don't call them that anymore. They call them tunnel screens. They'll call them orbit screens. They'll call them morbid screens. You can all put all these dumb names on them, and it's all the same thing. You throw it out there, and you're trying to create a running lane, essentially a punt return out there between the hash and the numbers, or the hash and the sideline, wherever you are with before the ball is snapped. And so you want to make sure the timing of that is good, right? You want to make sure that if you're running I'll call it a jailbreak screen. That's with the outside guy. You want to make sure that you're at least pressing and getting that guy off of you as far as the man-to-man coverage. What was happening is he was getting into the hip pocket of the receiver and whether it's splits or whatever. Maybe you could curtail this by splits, and you can do shifts, you can do motions, you can shift then motion, so then you can get to the same split that you originally got to by when you ran this play. But at least you're getting them moving and they're not stagnant as far as the defensive guys. But then off of that screen, right, came the Jamal Banks missed opportunity up the sideline. So when you're asking the attack, so their aggressiveness, that's essentially the play off the screen right there, right? You just didn't hit it. Yeah. The seven cut to Barney, you didn't hit it. These are all options off the screen. And so when you're thinking of how do you set up the screen, why you run a screen, when you run it, it's almost like you take a couple gut punches with the hope that you would have hit one of those two. And so execution efficiency needs to go up a lot more than versus the volume of a particular play.
Yep.
In a big game. In a big game, you got to hit one. They hit three, we got to hit one.
Well, that was the other thing, is that I just at some point, the playmakers have to make plays. Like that. Quite frankly, sometimes your guys have to win. You have to beat somebody that's just as talented, who's in the right place, and you just have to make the right throw. You have to you have to break a tackle. You have to see it differently. It's just a thing. Like, it's just there. But that's also a growth thing down the road. Jay, I have an announcement when we come back. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. You can take us to break. It will be. I'm on pins and needles.
Old school on the ticket when we come back.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.